It's just an honor and a privilege to be able to come to the house of the Lord and worship our Lord and Savior. Man, we could be 1,000 places out here, but we are sitting right here in the house of believers that we can just really allow God to begin to move in our lives and work great miracles. I hope you're in store for some good stuff. God's going to throw right at you this morning, and I am looking forward. If you'll stand for the honor of reading God's word, we'll get right into the scripture this morning. We're going to be, hopefully this is familiar, Mark chapter 10, okay? 46 through 52 is what we're going to read. Hopefully at some point you read this week or listened to it, but we're going to go right into this real familiar account about a blind man named Bartimaeus, okay? So starting in 46 there, it says, "And they came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.' And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.' And Jesus stopped and said, 'Call him.' And they called the blind man, saying to him, 'Take heart, get up, he is calling you.' And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, 'What do you want me to do for you?' And the blind man said to him, 'Rabbi, let me recover my sight.' And Jesus said to him, 'Go your way, your faith has made you well.' And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way." Let's pray. God, we thank you for this opportunity that you've given us this morning. Our heart's desire is that lives would be changed this morning for eternity. That if there's someone here that's blinded to the gospel, that doesn't know about the good news of Jesus, God, that you would open their eyes, that they would receive this great and wonderful gift of salvation. For those that are here this morning that are blinded with the worldly distractions, we pray that whatever they're going through, that you would open their eyes to see how great and exciting it is to be a follower of the King. God, we thank you, Lord. We understand the strict judgment upon our life of right and divine your word, and we accept that place this morning in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. So I'm going to start off with a question, and this does require some participation, okay? So I'm going to start off with a question this morning. What is something you've learned to do in life that has become natural? Think about that for a second, not all at once. That has become natural. Anybody want to share? Prayer, good one. Attending church, I like it. What's that? Reading the Bible, I love it. What's that? What'd she say? Manners come natural. Man, you guys are going way deeper than when I was going. I love it. We're right here. We're just gonna keep it real, okay? We're just gonna eating. Yes. I put some examples, but all these are great examples. The prayer, y'all went way spiritual on me this morning, okay? Way spiritual. I was just like, I'm gonna keep it simple. But this come natural. Walking, okay? Something that's come natural. What about shaving? Just kind of become natural. Shaving, cooking. For those that love to cook, it's just the air fryer is a game changer. Okay, it's a game changer. Everybody can cook with an air fryer, okay? But cooking has become natural. Here's one, we hope this, driving has become natural. Skating, those that skate. About this, playing an instrument. When you play an instrument, you just boom, boom, just go right at it. I like this one here, hunting has become natural, okay? Yes, hunting has become natural. And here's one that we all probably can relate to at some point in our life. Riding a bike. You said that, Will Keith, you are anointed with the Holy Spirit of Jesus this morning. Because we're going to talk about this, riding a bike. And here's the good thing, you can not ride a bike for 20 years and then pick up a bike and you can just get on it and go. It's amazing. It's just how natural these things become. But do you remember the first time you learned to ride a bike? Started with training wheels, probably. okay, unless you was a savage parent. Like, go! But you probably started with training wheels, and then you started with a parent or someone behind you, and you feel so comfortable, you're riding that bike, and then all of a sudden you turn back, and it's like no one's there. But then what happens when you realize that you can ride a bike? There is excitement, there is joy that overfloods your heart, and the smile that comes on your face. What about the little toddler or baby that walks for the first time? When they all of a sudden led away from the couch and they're like, oh, the joy and the excitement that you have from doing something for the very first time. Think about that just a little this morning. Remember that excitement. Because in life, there's times that we forget how amazing that felt. If I brought a bike in here and I just throw it, I should have done that. I was a prop guy. We could have let Garrison ride around here on a bike the whole service. But if I brought a bike in here, the majority of the adults that were in here, and I said, here you go, you could probably just jump right on it and take off. But that excitement from that first time, I think that we've allowed things to become too natural in our life that we forget about this excitement and this joy that it brings, because it becomes so routine and we lose sight. So the title of our sermon this morning is Seeing Jesus. We lose sight of how powerful things really are. Now, I don't know about you, but I've read through Mark several times, but there was something different about reading through Mark this week that resonated with me. When I begin to read, because Mark is an action-packed book. Wouldn't you agree that, man, you start right in there, you don't see Mark kind of go through, you know, Jesus was a little baby, and he, you know, they all these guys came and gave him gifts. He don't start out, he gets right down into the thick of things. He starts talking about the miracles that were performed, that Jesus performed throughout the book of Mark. It is action-packed. And what's on display here, that if you've never thought about this before, what's on the display is the authority that Jesus has. Read through the book of Mark, you'll see the authority that Jesus has. I'll give you some examples. If you read or listened to the Word this week and you went through the book of Mark, Jesus has all authority to teach. Jesus has all authority to execute judgment. Jesus has all authority over the forces of nature. It's in Mark. Jesus has all authority over sickness. He has all authority over creatures. He has all authority over death. Jesus has all authority over demons. Jesus has all authority to forgive sins. It's in the book of Mark. Read it. The book of Mark, what it opened my eyes to is that Jesus has all authority over all things. If you've not looked at the book of Mark of being action-packed and it didn't get you fired up, then I pray that God would stir you just a little bit this morning, that something would be enlightened, because I think, and this is just an assumption because it's happened to me, so I can take it personal and try to say, hey, don't you think sometimes we become natural with going to church? We've become natural, it's become routine, or it's become just a part of our daily life, because when we get up and we begin to walk, that really doesn't get us excited like it did when we was a little baby, does it? But lose that ability to walk and then have to retrain yourself and walk, and then that joy would be back. So why do we lose this excitement and this joy that we have? Because in Mark, when I'm reading this, I see this authority that Jesus has, and it started stirring and digging at my heart. This action-packed book here, that you're thinking of all the excitement, you can't watch a movie any better than going through and reading through the book of Mark. But just like riding a bike, let's don't let these miracles of Jesus in our minds and in our hearts become so natural or routine that we lose sight of how powerful these accounts really are. Because I think that's what we've done as we read the Bible, as we go to church. We become so natural that we lose the zeal, the excitement, and the joy of knowing how powerful God really is. Because Jesus has all authority. The miracles Jesus performed are just as powerful today as they were when we read in the scripture this week. They're the same God that was present in Mark is the same Jesus that's present here in Mount Sterling, Kentucky. It's the same Jesus. That same power that's displayed and present in the scripture is the same power this morning that can stir up someone's heart and tug them to come down to an altar of repentance where they can receive this wonderful gift of salvation. There's a song we used to sing all the time that there is power in the name of Jesus. And I think and I believe that we have come too churchy sometimes that we forget the power that's in this man called Jesus. We've come too natural with things because it's just like walking or riding a bike or skating or doing those natural things that you do, that we have forgotten and left out the most important element in this whole story of life. We've left out Jesus and his miracles. Because it's what? Not that we really mean to, but that it's come so natural to us. It's become so natural to us, but I'm telling you, reading through the New Testament has sparked something in me that's been a little different that I've not felt in some time. The Holy Spirit, and that's God crying down from heaven right now saying, too many people has shut their eyes and become too natural with the things that we do in life that we're afraid to get stirred up just a little bit because we're too natural. Too natural. I believe that same Jesus that worked the miracles in the Bible here when he healed the sick, when he gave sight to the blind, is the same Jesus that is ever present right here in the service this morning. Can someone give me an amen this morning? Don't become so natural that we forget and lose sight of seeing Jesus right in our everyday life. Can someone please open their eyes? Don't become too natural and sit in church and think it'll go the way it's supposed to go because we become so programmed that we forget about the Holy Spirit moving and stirring in our hearts because I'm a preacher that believes if God tells you to run this aisle, run the aisle. If he tells you to squall out like a big banshee, squall out like a big banshee. Man, I'll give you a chest bump. I don't care. Because I don't want this thing to become too natural for us that we forget about the excitement that there is in this man named Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. We've just got have to open our eyes. He's here this morning. He started through first service and people was moving and jumping around and it was just prayer was going on. And God is going to do the same thing this service. But you've got to get off of this being too natural and remember that excitement that it did when it stirred up in your heart and you was a lost old sinner that was unworthy of anything that Jesus was going to give you and you poured your heart out to God and said, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. That same Jesus that tugged at your heart when you walked down, I never seen a sinner that got saved that stood up off the altar that walked away sad. But they always had a smile on their face, a tear running down their eyes, or something to say that what Jesus had done. That there is power in the name of Jesus. Someone needs to open their eyes. In the book of Mark, we're going to share just an account, the accounts of this action-packed book that gets me fired up. And I may get a little squally this morning and shout, but that's all right. Because in the book of Mark, I'm telling you, it is so amazing. You probably read through it and it's like, I didn't see it like that. But I'm going to give you some examples this morning. In Mark 1, 23, 28, Jesus cast out the unclean spirit. In Mark 1, 29 through 34, Jesus heals Peter's mother-in-law. In Mark 1, 32 through 34, Jesus heals many who were sick and oppressed. Can someone open their eyes this morning? Can someone open their eyes and see what God, right in the pages of the scripture right here, is trying to do right here in the small town of Mount Sterling, Kentucky, with a church named Living Water? Can someone get excited about this man, Jesus, that performed miracles? We had some to come to the altar this morning, said they're about to lose their sight, but I believe in the power and name of Jesus. If it's His will, He will heal and perform miracles in people's lives. Can someone please open your eyes this morning? Because I believe we become too natural with coming to church that we forget that there is power in the name of Jesus. In Mark 1, 40 through 45, Jesus heals a man with leprosy. In Mark 2, 1 through 12, Jesus heals a paralyzed man. In Mark 3, Jesus heals a man with a withered hand. In Mark 4, 35 through 41, Jesus calms a storm. Can someone shout a praise of God this morning? Because I'll guarantee you that you've had a storm calmed in your life. I believe there's probably been a time when you're thinking, I ain't never going to make it through this situation. Why? Because we've become too natural to what God can do in our life. Can someone please open their eyes this morning? Because I'm telling you, when He speaks peace to the storms, like I said, the very nature of creation itself has to listen, because that Jesus has all authority. He has all authority over your marriage. He has all authority over your parenting. He has all authority over your job. He has all authority over your health. Jesus has all authority. And we as a church better wake up and start recognizing that Jesus has authority over the very single breath that you just took right now. Jesus has all authority. There is power in the name of Jesus. Man, He calmed a storm in me one time that I didn't think anybody could calm. But when He spoke to my heart and He said, son, get up, you are saved. Never before had I ever heard a voice say something so sweet that I'll never forget. It was like riding a bike for the first time, only 100 times better. It was like seeing your child walk for the first time, but only 100 times better, because there is power in the name of Jesus. Someone open your eyes this morning. Jesus, in Mark 5, 1 through 20, it says Jesus cast out demons into a herd of pigs. In Mark 5, 25 through 34, Jesus heals a woman in the crowd. In Mark 5, 21 through 24, Jesus heals a daughter. In Mark 6, 30 through 44, Jesus feeds 5,000. In 6, 45 through 52, Jesus walks on water. Jesus is walking on water this morning right in front of you. Could someone open their eyes this morning and see that Jesus is ever present right here in front of you? Read through the book of Mark. Maybe you need to go read through it again, because it'll speak volumes to you. There's miracles that Jesus is performing if someone would just open their eyes. Open your eyes this morning. Because in Mark 6, 53 through 56 here, Jesus heals many who were sick who touched the hem of His garments. Everybody open their eyes. Jesus is ever present right here in the house of God this morning. In Mark 7, 24 through 30, Jesus heals a demon-possessed daughter. In Mark 7, 31 through 37, Jesus heals a deaf mute. And guess what? In Mark 8, 1 through 13, Jesus feeds 4,000 people plus women and children. Can somebody say that there is power in the name of Jesus? Let me tell you about my Jesus. I can call Him my Jesus because it wasn't a connection that my mommy and dad made for me, or my granddad made for me, or any church made for me, but it was a connection because my eyes were open to the truth of the scripture, and God began to tug at my heart. And when He began to tug at my heart and I came down and surrendered to Him, I can call Him mine. That's my Jesus that I'm reading about. That's my Jesus that I get excited about. And you, if you've been saved, you can say the same thing. That's my Jesus. You may sing that song a little different now. Because in the Word of God, through Mark here, Jesus has all authority. Come on, church, open your eyes this morning. Come on, lost individual, open your eyes this morning. Come on, drunkard, open your eyes this morning. Come on, druggie, open your eyes this morning. Hey, come on, you addicted to something out there. Open your eyes this morning, because Jesus is walking amongst us here in the church house this morning. In Mark 8, 22 through 26, Jesus heals a blind man at Bethsaida. In Mark 9, 14 through 29, Jesus cast out deaf and a dumb spirit. In Mark 10, 46 through 52 that we read, Jesus restored his sight to blind Bartimaeus. Someone open your eyes this morning. Because they tried to stop him. They say, hush, rebuked him because he kept saying, a son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy up on me. And what we don't realize is that blind Bartimaeus' eyes were already open. I wasn't talking about naturally, but I'm talking about he knew that there was power in the name of Jesus. Why? Because somebody heard something good about Jesus one time that he was walking by and he heard them sharing. He had heard them that Jesus had healed the sick and the lame and the dumb. But this time it was different. He was coming by his way. Don't think yourself too privileged that you can come into church and think God's going to come by your way every Sunday that you come in here. But there are Sundays when the Spirit begins to stir up and it begins to tug at your heart, and all of a sudden you start hollering out, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. He didn't try to confuse him. He said, what do you want? What do you want? I just want to see. I just want to see. Somebody open your eyes this morning. Open your eyes this morning. God is doing amazing things. Walking through the New Testament together, man, I'm telling you that God is doing amazing things here. So as we see here, as he done to blind Bartimaeus, here's what we have to realize. We've got too many walking around that are acting blind. And then we've got too many that are blind. Well, who are those that are acting blind? Those church folks that have become natural with coming to church. We become so natural that we forget the excitement and the joy that Jesus brings to our life. How are you doing, sir? Blessed and highly favored. Blessed and highly favored. That's it. Like, how you doing, preacher? I don't know about you, but I read Mark this week. Man, it got to the heart of things. We run around here acting like this or that is all what we need to be worried about. I want to tell people about the miracles of Jesus Christ. The miracles that he performed, the mind-blowing miracles that he performed. And we've got to open our eyes and see Jesus ever present right here in the house of God this morning. Too many are out there acting like they're blind. And we got too many who are blind. Who are those? Those that hadn't surrendered to Jesus and accepted the good news of the gospel. That he came so willingly, gave his life. That you and I might have an opportunity to surrender because of the filthy sin that we had upon our life, that he was willing to go without question, without hesitation, and give his life. And I love it when the devil thought he had Jesus beat, and Jesus just sitting back saying, your eyes are not open. Because on the third day, he rose from the grave. The resurrection of Jesus Christ. Somebody needs to open their eyes and look in the tomb a little bit this morning. Because he ascended to heaven, and one of these days he's going to come back. Seeing Jesus is important in our lives. Not letting this become so natural that we just go through the motions. But the excitement that Jesus has saved me forevermore. One of these days, he has promised us that he's going to come back and he's going to take his bride home. Who is the bride? Those who are saved that are part of his church. The saved individuals across all lands and all nations who have surrendered and believed the truth of the gospel message, he's going to come back and take us home. You better open your eyes. You better open your eyes just a little bit, because my Jesus has all authority. Can you tell I get a little bit excited? Because that's my Jesus. That's my Jesus. That's my Jesus that we're talking about. That's the one that is walking through. It was effortless to Jesus. Effortless for him. We make it so hard and complicated and think Jesus is so complicated. What do I have to do? Bartimaeus, what do you need? I want to see. There's some people here this morning that needs to say, Jesus, I want to see what he's talking about this morning. I want to see the miracles that's going on here in the Bible this morning as we read through Mark. And I'll guarantee you some of you will reread Mark again this week. And you'll see it in a different manner because Jesus is performing miracles. Somebody needs to open their eyes. Pop an image up here on the screen. Take a look at that. Okay, I was given this at my wife. One of our friends here at church had given it to my wife and said, give this to your husband. And if he can't see Jesus in this, he ain't no Christian. I love a challenge. I'm a competitive person. I love a challenge. And do you know when she told me that, I didn't walk away. I was like, I'm going to find Jesus. I'm going to find Jesus in that. You're searching because sometimes it has become so natural in our life that we look and we overlook Jesus and he's staring right at us. He's staring, oh, I see those minds are working this morning. You're thinking, where is that Jesus at? You're like, Lord, I might not be a Christian. Jesus is in this photo. There's his eyes. There's his mouth. There's his beard. There's Jesus. A lot of you are probably looking here, 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 here. Here. Does that remind you of anything? Does that remind you? That reminds you how natural we become, and Jesus is right in front of us here in Living Water Church this morning, and we are so blinded with the surroundings that are around us that we forget to see him, and he's right there. And he's right there. And you know what's good about this? This might get you shouting a little bit this morning. Shut your eyes for a second. Everybody shut their eyes. Open them back up. Look at that picture, because once you've seen Jesus, you can't unsee him. You can't unsee him anymore because he's right there, because that's where your eyes go now, right? Isn't that amazing? Man, I tell you, I had a couple guys come in my office and I was like, hey, you guys, you all Christians, find Jesus. Find Jesus. It was challenging. And they looked and they was eventually able to find him. And I said, there's a message that'll preach in that. There's a message that'll preach in that. We've got too many that are walking around acting like they're blind, and too many who are blind, that when Jesus is right there in front of us, he's right there in front of us. When we sit here and we wonder and we go, oh my goodness, where is Jesus? Because once you've seen him, I don't care how many times you look away from that photo, every time that you look back at that photo, you'll be able to see Jesus. That's kind of how Jesus works. Because why? Because he has all authority, Jeff. He has all authority over my life, over my marriage, over my parenting, over my job. He has all authority over my emotions. He has all authority over that. But there's something, there's power in the name of Jesus. And you know where we have come as a society? We get drowned with the leaves and with the rocks and mudded up with other people that might be in the picture. That ain't Jesus sitting there, but Jesus is ever present. And we get so mudded up and think, man, his life's a mess. Look at that sis over there. She's out running the streets. And we get so bogged down that too many of you have allowed it to become so natural that you're not seeing Jesus. Someone open your eyes this morning. You become so churchy, you become so stagnant in your faith that you're thinking, man, I've got it all figured out. But I bet you the majority of you didn't see it. And it was right there in front of your face. This morning, he's right here in front of your face. You've just got to open your eyes. Here's what happens. So many out there are messed up. And many of y'all have been messed up. Man. So many out there are messed up and they're wondering, I've done so much bad in my life. I've destroyed my life. I've made bad decisions in my life. Well, I'm just going to tell you right now, get in a boat with us because I'm the same way. Jump in the boat with me. We'll row and we'll do life together and we'll look and find Jesus in every scenario. Every scenario. But you're going to have to get in a boat. You're going to have to make up your mind to open your eyes and see Jesus this morning because the gospel message is present. You can't walk out of here and say, that preacher didn't give me no opportunity. God didn't give me no opportunity. By Jove, he sure did. And he probably already has, and you probably ought to run to the altar right now and call out on the name of Jesus because there's power in that. There's power in the name of Jesus. He can make the lame walk. He can let the ones that are deaf be able to hear. You know what he can do? He can restore the sight to the blind because there's power in the name of Jesus. But we're so messed up in this world. You know when you're messed up, you know where you need to go? Go to church. Go to church. If you've got a disgusting habit that you can't break, go to church anyway. If you're cheating on your wife or your husband, go to church anyway. If you're an alcoholic and a drunkard, go to church anyway. If you're addicted to drugs, go to church anyway because I'll guarantee you, Living Water has its doors open for all kinds. All the drunkards, all the lost, all the cheaters. The doors are open. Go to church anyway. If you're addicted to drugs, go to church anyway. Because them drugs won't love you, but Jesus will. Jesus will. Someone open your eyes this morning. You think about this. So what is church? Church is a hospital for the broken, for the lost, for the empty, for the confused, for the desperate, for the rejected. How do we break the chains of all this bondage and addiction? How do we break the chains of all of this? By praying. By praying. That's how we break all of these bondages, by praying. What? Praying with you, praying for you. That's why we have altar calls. And we as a church have set back too much, blinded because we won't open our eyes because it's become so natural for us. So natural for us. Well, God's a stirring in your heart this morning. You know he is, and I see it all over your face. And he's wanting to do something in your life because guess what? Jesus just might change your life this morning. There ain't anybody in the four walls of this church that don't look back on their life at one point and regret something that they have done. But there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Most of you thought, we'll come in here, spend 45 minutes, we'll go to the house, have us some lunch, and then we'll take us a good nap. But guess what? You ain't getting out of there this morning this easy. Because someone needs to open their eyes by praying. Prayer for you, prayer with you. We've all made mistakes. And we'll continue to. May there's power in the name of Jesus. Jesus has all authority over every situation. Come on, somebody. Open your eyes. If you're lost, Open your eyes. If your life is messed up and you're going through storms, open your eyes. Because the same Jesus that as we walked through Mark this weekend read, the same Jesus that was there for the dumb, the sick, the ones that were all demon-possessed, those who were lost, the same Jesus that restored sight unto the blind is the same Jesus that if you open your eyes this morning, he can restore a joy in your heart that you've lost along the way because you've become a too natural. And this morning, he can give you a joy that you've never had before. It's joy unspeakable. Unspeakable and full of glory. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. I'll tell you, when Jesus walked on the water, that's how I feel this morning. At walking on the water. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is ever present in God's house this morning, and he wants to get you to the point where you realize that Jesus is ever present. Look at that picture. I see Jesus. Look around the church. I see Jesus. How are we going to change things? By praying. I'll pray with you. I'll pray for you. God can change your marriage. He can change your outlook. He can change your attitude. And glory be to God, Jesus can save you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you this morning.